You can go ahead and mute Cassie. Hi, welcome everyone to day one of the Leadership Challenge. This is the Inspired Leader Challenge. We're doing 3 days. And if you don't know me, I'm Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach. I'm a transformational catalyst. I utilize my certified high performance coaching certificate, obviously, along with my about 40 years of study and experience in the more spiritual, mystical, esoteric wisdom tradition areas, and bring inspired results coaching as along with the certified high performance coaching. So basically, I provide personal and spiritual growth. I decided to do this challenge. It was a little bit last minute, and I apologize for that. And there were some emails that didn't go out as they were supposed to, but people registered. So I'm here, and I wanted to fulfill my commitment to everyone and to be here to do this. Now, why am I doing the Inspired Leader Challenge right now? For a couple reasons. Number one, the world needs more leaders, more intentional, conscious, positive leaders. Just look around and you can see that we need more leaders. And there are so many ways today to lead. You don't have to be the leader of a political party or of a nation or of a company. You can be the leader of your family, your friends, your community, your church, your writer's group. Doesn't matter. There are ways to lead. And we need more leaders because it's a ripple effect, right? So the more people who step up and lead, as I said, consciously and intentionally, with their intention being for the highest good of all, the more change we will see, the more positive change we will see. And the world is, you know, from a spiritual perspective, we're in huge transformation and have been for a while, but we keep having new events, you know, astrological events and other things that open wider the portal to this transformation to us to increase our vibration and to rise to the next level of what it means to be a human, a spiritual being having a human experience. So that's number one, we need more leaders. Number two, I love to encourage people who don't see themselves as leaders to step into leadership. There are a lot of people who do see themselves as leaders, but I often work with writers and they don't see themselves as leaders. And they are, because their books lead their movements, right? And they don't see that they have a movement, but they do, because their book is the start of a movement of some sort. And I'm talking about nonfiction authors. And, but there are other types of people, you know, podcasters, bloggers, who also are leaders, whether they know it or not. So, you know, again, we're constantly, I just want to encourage people to step into that position of leadership, because you can make a difference even in a small way. You can make a difference if you are consciously and intentionally leading your children, for instance. By doing that, you then create children who have different values and see the world differently and maybe are inspired to lead in their own way or to make their difference. Right. And so really, to me, leadership is about making a positive and meaningful difference in the world. And you can do that one person at a time. So, as I said, the first reason I'm doing this challenge is because the world needs more leaders. The second reason is to encourage everyone to be a leader, because you are. And we're going to talk more about that. And then the third reason that I'm doing this challenge is because, and I want to be totally transparent, in the Inspired Creator community, my membership program, where I offer personal and spiritual growth, as I talked about, high performance coaching and inspired results coaching, we are just about to start next week the leadership sessions. This is the fourth set of certified high performance coaching sessions, and they are all on leadership. So I decided to do a challenge to introduce this topic in my unique way and maybe encourage some of you to join us in the Inspired Creator community for the leadership session. So again, I just want to be transparent about that, because on the last day, I will be talking about that. Okay, so day one, like I said, Inspired Leader Challenge. I have told you why I'm doing this and why you need to lead now. That's so important right now for you to lead. So I guess my question to you is, and I know there are only two of you here live in the Zoom room, but are you or could you be a leader? You can put in the chat if you think you're a leader already or if you believe you can be one. And I want you to think about this carefully because a lot of people will just answer, no, I'm not a leader and I couldn't be a leader. But in fact, you can, and you probably are already. You're probably making a difference every day with the people that you come in contact with. Matter of fact, they may already see you as a leader, but you may not see yourself as a leader. Cassie says, I could be a leader. In fact, I want to inspire change. Awesome. See, that's what it takes, Cassie. It's that inspiration. And we're going to talk more about that. It starts with that inspiration and maybe even some passion for some topic or cause or problem that you want to solve, right? So the issue typically is with identity. Why people don't step up and lead. They don't see themselves as a leader. And in this group, in the Transform Now Facebook group and with my other challenges, we have talked a lot about identity because I truly believe that everything you want comes first with knowing you are a person who can have it. You have to be the person who can have whatever it is you want, right? So if you're being that person, you're going to do the things that allow you to have it. So if you want to have a movement, then you have to be the leader who does the things, takes the actions that creates the movement. And Suzanne says that you're a project leader by profession, okay? And you hope to also be a thought leader in your area. Perfect. So one of the ways we often impact people as a leader is in our careers. If you have a job, you may be, as Suzanne is, a project leader. So she's a leader right there in her title. But also you may be, even if you are just, let's say lower down on the ladder and you are sort of a typical employee or part of a team at a company, you can still lead that team. You may not be called the leader, but the way you show up, the way you know you carry yourself could easily be come across as the energy of a leader and the characteristics of a leader. And we're going to talk more about these characteristics. But I know for me, and I think I may have told this story during one of the other challenges, but before I became an author, I became a volunteer at the San Francisco Writers Conference. And there, I would show up for the conference. I was just a volunteer. I was not an author. I was an aspiring author. And I would show up dressed professionally and I would have my shoulders back and I'd be smiling and I would put up the energy of, you know, I kind of know what I'm doing. And people would come up to me and ask me if I was already an author. And they would often come up to me and ask me questions or seek me out because I had the energy and the posture and the vocal tones and all those things of a leader. So I showed up as a leader, even though really I was just a volunteer, but it was an identity I showed up with of I can at least direct people I can lead them to the classrooms they want to get to, you know, the person who they need to have help them or whatever it is, right? So that identity of I have something to offer, I have a way to support people, made me a leader in that situation, right? So again, this is an identity issue. So if you want to be a leader, decide that's who you are and that what you're going to do is to inspire change, as Cassie said, right? This is something that we need to do consciously and intentionally, and then take the actions that go along with that. So we consciously and intentionally decide to be a leader, and then we take actions that correspond with that. And these could be small actions, Okay. It does not have to be a huge action. It does not have to be you starting a movement. It doesn't have to be you, becoming a political leader. It can be something very small. For instance, we touch, as I said, you could start with your children if you have children, right? Because we influence our children, right? And a leader actually is influential and persuasive. And so we influence and persuade our children to step into their best self. Well, that's leading, because then there's the ripple effect of the children, right? Who go out into the world. But the same could be said of your team at work or your church group or anything like that, right? So I always think that we can lead even, you go to the grocery store and people are upset about something. You can step up and lead. There are situations car accidents. Somebody's in a car accident and the bystanders are all standing there flustered. And, maybe one person calls 911, but nobody else knows what to do. And somebody steps up and says, you do this, you do that. Let's all pry open the door. And that makes a difference, right, in the life of the person who had the car accident. That's a leader. You can lead by showing up in a situation that seems kind of severe or dire or negative and being the positive one. Cracking a joke, not because it's not a serious situation, but just to lighten it up and bring a little bit of levity so that people get out of their stuck place of this is so hard or dark or whatever. That's being a leader too. And these are conscious, intentional actions that we take. So let's take a few minutes to just look at the definition of leader, okay? And see if we can come up with our own, because what I want for all of you is to be coming up with your own definition of what it means to be a leader. So the most common meanings are something that leads or someone that leads, right? Something that ranks first, someone who guides or directs a group, someone who rules, someone who inspires others. I like that one. And a person whom others follow. So then the definition of leadership is really the office or position of a leader or the actions related to leading or being a leader. So to me, leadership is, when somebody steps up in a situation, right? And takes control of it or whatever, or inspires others to take action in a positive way. So that's leadership, right? And it's that position they're taking. So when you lead, you take on a leadership position, and then you guide, direct, rule, inspire, and motivate others to follow you or your teachings, your wisdom, your directions, your suggestions, your strategies, whatever it is. Now, when I was coming up with this definition, which I researched online, I realized that it's possible that your definition of leader negates your leadership ability or your belief that you can lead. Because for many, the word brings to mind some images that may not describe you in the least. So you may not be a, so if your mind goes to political leader and you're not a political leader, then you're going to negate your ability to lead, because you're going to say, well, I'm not a political leader, so what difference can I make? Your mind might go to a person heading up a cause or a movement, right? So if you don't see yourself that way, if that's what immediately comes to mind when you think of a definition or a example of a leader, then you're going to say, well, that's not me, so I can't do that. I can't lead, right? Could be an explorer going where no man's gone before, or an inventor making it possible for people to do something new. But if you don't see yourself as an explorer or an inventor, then you're going to negate your ability or identity as a leader. You may not see yourself as a CEO of a company that moves that company above and beyond the competition. You may not see yourself as a manager or a boss. If that's the case, fine, but don't let it negate your ability to lead and your identity as a leader. So I prefer to think of leaders in a different way. And you can see this as a definition or as the qualities of a leader. But I think that if you, well, let's just start with some average, before I go there, some average roles of leaders. Maybe not average, that's probably a bad name. More common roles that leaders take, like school principal, class mom, Boy or Girl Scout leader, patient advocate, therapist, coach, inspirational or motivational speaker, author, president of a homeowners association or president of a board, blogger, doctor, friend, parent. So do you see yourself in any of those? Or can you extrapolate from that a vision or an example of a leader that you think is closer to you? Because if so, you want to then use that as your picture of what it means to be a leader. Now, as I was going to say, there are some broader views of leadership that I'd like to introduce. And I think these then dispel any doubts you have that you can actually be a leader. And here's how I see it. Leaders are visionaries who can inspire and motivate others to join them in their mission to create something new and exciting. So I'm going to read that again, because yes, I have it written down. Leaders are visionaries who can inspire and motivate others to join them in their mission to create something new and exciting. Also, I see leaders as those with strong values and deep desires to be of service. They dare to take action toward a better future, and people naturally want to join their movement, whatever that is. So again, leaders are those with strong values and deep desires to be of service. They dare to take action toward a better future, and people naturally want to join their movement. Now, I think these are really the true definitions of leaders, those who inspire, motivate, contribute, serve, have vision, and rally people together to make their dream a reality. And that's a leader we can all be, right? We can all step into that in whatever way we want to be. And there is no permission needed to be a leader. So often people will say, well, you know, I don't have permission to be able to lead, or, you know, I need some certificate or some to be elected or something to lead. But that isn't true. And you're probably already a leader and you don't know it. Someone sees you as a leader. Stop and think about it. Maybe put in the chat, either here or on Facebook, who already sees you as a leader? Do you have any idea who sees you as a leader? Could be your kids, could be your staff, could be your spouse. Does anybody already see you as a leader? Well, you guys are, I see, well, I'm going to give you a minute to type something in there, and I'm going to check Facebook and see if anybody's commenting on Facebook. Yeah, all quiet on Facebook. Okay, Suzanne says, at home, my partner, awesome. And at work, my project team, and your coachee, so your coaching client. Perfect, those are three ways that you are leading. You're leading at home with your partner, you're leading at work with those who are on your team or under you as your team, and with your coaching client, awesome. Cassie says, no idea, maybe my limited blog readership. You're definitely leading with your blog readership. So that is something, that is one of the things I love about blogging, is that even if it's a limited audience, you are leading them with your wisdom, right? The same if you write a book, same if you start a podcast, same if you do a YouTube video, right? We're leading our audience. And that's super important to think about, because so many of us are doing so many things online. And for instance, you get on Facebook or Instagram and you post something. Are you being conscious and intentional about what you post and how it impacts other people? Like if I post something that's super positive or whatever, and people share it, I know that I've had some impact. And my impact has gone beyond me and my audience to other people's audience. That's amazing. So we don't want to just put up things about, you know, the lunch we had, unless you want to say something that's inspiring about the lunch. What we want to do as leaders, as inspired leaders, is to put up something that inspires and motivates other people to a vision of something better. Right? And then watch how they follow you. Because of course, when we're online, if we're leaders online, if we're thought leaders, let's say, then people are going to follow us. They're going to like our page or whatever, right? So this is a really easy way to watch the impact you have. And of course, it just depends on how many people are following you there and whatever, but we grow. And how do we grow? How do we extend our reach? Which is what we'll talk about on the third day, how to scale your leadership. But we keep sharing and then other people share what we share, right? At least in the social media world. So as I said at the very beginning, all you have to do is look around at the world to know that we need more leaders. We need conscious, intentional, positive leaders who can make a difference. But I actually went ahead, this is something I've only done one other time, I do it all the time for myself, but I haven't done it for a group except one other time. And what I did was I got quiet this morning and I asked my guides and whatever you want to call them, guides, angels, ascended masters, ancestors, to tell me more about why the world needs leaders. Because it's easy to say, look around, you know, we need leaders. But I wanted something a little deeper than that. And so I'm going to share with you what came through for me. So it's a little bit like taking dictation. So this is what came through. And the question was, why do we need more inspired leaders now? Humanity is in transition. This is a time of great evolution for the planet and those on it. Those who are aware of this fact can make a large difference with even small actions. Open to the light, the divine light, and allow it to flow through you. Then expand it to encompass all those you encounter and beyond. You can lead simply with light and energy. Allow it to extend beyond you to the entire planet. But if you want to step up into the light, to shine your light, now is the time to do so. The current vibration supports these efforts, any efforts. Yes, you can write a book, start a podcast, or decide to head up your children's school board, or you can start your coaching practice or a new business that provides a desperately needed solution. Don't hold back. Don't think you are not good enough or don't have what it takes. We are supporting your efforts. All the universe is conspiring to help you make your difference. Because it will take each and every one of you to lead from a place of inspiration, passion, soul calling, to make the difference needed to move humanity forward towards transformation. Lead your family or children, lead your community, lead your coworkers, lead your neighbors, lead in whatever you can, in whatever way you can, but lead. You are more powerful than you know, and whether you realize it or not, we are here supporting your efforts. Believe. Believe first in yourself and in the calling of your soul, your higher self, to make a difference. Then trust the messages you receive and take action. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. So that was the message they brought me. This is our time of transformation and everyone can make a difference. And you have that support. So the last thing I want to cover before we, let me just ask you this. I know there are only two of you here. Thank you, Cassie. Do either one of you want to, do you have something to say about that message or about anything I've shared so far before I go into the last section? Does anybody want to unmute and just comment? No? Yep, go ahead, Cassie.
I just like the whole thing that you said, and I love the way that you ended it. Now is the time. That's very quite inspirational for me. Now is the time. I'm going to carry that with me throughout my days now.
Awesome. Perfect. And it comes through me. It's not really, I mean, they're sort of my words, but not really. So, but I'm glad they inspired you and they inspired me. You know, these messages come to me. I do this daily or almost daily. And, you know, the messages are for me too. So I took that to heart too. Now is the time. And we're being supported right now to make that difference. Okay, so let's end by talking about what is actually an inspired leader. As opposed to just a leader, what's an inspired leader? To me, an inspired leader is someone who is inspired, first of all, to take action. You know, they feel inspired to make a difference and to do something related to that. Okay. So first of all, they're inspired, but they're also passionate about something. So there are people here where I'm living now in Placidas who are leaders in their own right because they're so passionate about the wild horses, the wild Mustangs. And there was a time when the Mustangs were being like, there were too many of them and people wanted them gone. And so I don't know if some governmental agency or something actually swooped in with helicopters to try to round up the horses, which is quite dangerous. They have to run and they can get injured. And then they would round them up and take them off to auctions and things like that. And the people here stood up and said, you know, we're not okay with that. And they rounded up horses and put them in sanctuaries that they created for them. And so, no, they're not as wild. I mean, some of them you still can't really go up to, but they are enclosed. But so not ideal, right? But also they didn't go off to an auction where they might have ended up slaughtered or who knows what would have happened to them. So these are leaders. And the reason they lead is because they're passionate about the horses. And that becomes a cause. It's a cause to save the horses, right? And so, I mean, I know a guy who saves ex-racehorses, because if you didn't know it, ex-racehorses often, you know, as young as 3 years old, they get maybe injured at the track or something like that. And then they get sold to auction, but usually to a slaughterhouse. And the way they're slaughtered is horrible. Don't even go looking online to find out how it's done because it's really horrible. Anyway, he turned his whole farm into a place where he would rescue the horses and he had to pay for them. He would pay for the horses and then he would pay to take care of them. And then he would hope to sell some of them to somebody who'd give them a good home and help them recuperate or whatever. He was passionate about that. And usually I say inspiration comes first, but I think his passion led to inspiration, just like these other people. The passion for something that's happening or a topic or an issue or a problem then creates the inspiration that leads to inspired action, right? And so that I think is really how inspired leaders become inspired leaders. They get inspired about to take action because they're passionate about some sort of cause. And that cause doesn't have to be something like saving the horses or saving the oceans or whatever. It can be the cause of, you know, that you, in schools, you want there to be equality, not equality, it's not the word I'm looking for. You know, no matter how a child associates gender-wise, and I'm not using any of the right politically correct words, I don't think, but, you know, that you want them to be able to show up and say who they are gender-wise, right? That could be your cause, and you just want to do it in your school. Or maybe it's just that you want to, there are some stray dogs around and you want to find them a home, right? It could be anything. It could be, you know, my niece has had Lyme disease since she was 11, undiagnosed. It could be that something has happened to you like that and you just want to blog about it or write a book about it or podcast about it or coach people on it. So it's that combination of inspiration and passion, being inspired and feeling passionate about something. And when, you know, I teach this, excuse me, in the Inspired Creator community, when you combine your passion and your purpose, as well as your passion and your inspiration, you're going to get inspired and you're going to take inspired action. And I'm sorry, I think my doorbell is going to ring, because it looks like my general contractor just showed up and didn't tell me he was coming. Hopefully my husband will answer the door. Anyway, so inspiration and passion are going to move you forward. Of course, if you have a sense of purpose, why you're here, or even just what you want to accomplish. So purpose doesn't have to be your life purpose. It could be the purpose of whatever you're doing, your purpose of your coaching program, your purpose of your blog. That purpose, when combined with passion, will get you inspired, and you will then find inspired action, and then you'll get some inspired results. This is something I teach in the Inspired Creator community. So it also could be that you feel you have a soul calling, right? That there is this calling that you hear, that you feel, and it is leading you forward. And that can lead to being an inspired leader. Hang on just one second. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to text my husband to answer the door. Okay, sorry. Hopefully he'll get that. Okay, so to me, it's all of those things combined. Being an inspired leader means you have a soul calling, you have an inspiration, you have passion, you have purpose, and then you are taking action towards creating your movement or promoting your cause. So with all of that going on, you've got your inspiration, your passion, your purpose, all of that. When you show up to lead others, you will have a different type of energy about you, right? We all have seen charismatic leaders or even if it's just in a video or whatever or on the news, there are charismatic leaders. And you probably have also seen inspirational or motivational speakers, right? There's an energy and an attitude and certain characteristics about them that make them very charismatic, that makes people want to follow them. Right? When you bring your passion and inspiration and purpose and that sense of, you know, that this is coming from a soul level or a higher self level, that you really want to go out and make your impact, have your impact, people feel that. It has a vibration. And you'd be amazed how people will follow you just because of the energy they sense, the energy they feel from you. So I want you to take some time today, between now and tomorrow morning when we do the next session, to look around at the leaders you see or people you think of as leaders. What qualities do they have that you think make them a good leader or a bad leader? Okay, so you could make a list and write down, you know, these 10 people or 15 people or whatever, or 20 people, five people, I consider these people leaders. They are good leaders for these reasons, bad leaders for these reasons. So pros and cons, right? And then the second part of this is to examine which of those qualities you have in terms of the good ones, not the bad ones. What positive leadership qualities do you have? And you're going to get in the Facebook group, I'm going to see if I'm going to try to email this out to you as well, but you will get a homework sheet. And that actually wasn't on it. Yes, it is. So the first part of the homework is to make a list of all the ways you already lead. So like Cassie, you were struggling with that. So make a list of all the ways you already lead. Then you will decide who is a good leader, find those examples, and determine what characteristics they possess. So not just what qualities do they have that make them a good leader or a bad leader, but the good leaders, what other characteristics do they possess? And then you're going to determine if you have those qualities, and if not, how you can develop them. And then I want you to spend a little time considering how you want to lead. So if you look at these other leaders, you can then begin to determine what brand of leadership you want to have. What's your philosophy on leadership? You know, are you going to be a motivational or inspirational leader? Or, you know, I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to you to explore that. In any case, all of that will come on. It'll be in the Facebook group. Jessica said she'd put it there as a document. So you can look for it there. And I will send it out to you after this as well. Okay. So that is what I had to share today. Tomorrow, we will be discussing on day two, your inspired leader vision. So right now, we're just talking about who you want or need to be, what inspires you, what you're passionate about, and how to incorporate all of that. And tomorrow, we'll really talk about the vision, what kind of change you want to make, and how to go about doing that. So with all that said, I've talked a little longer than I thought I was going to, but I'm going to open up for questions for 15 or 20 minutes, if there are any. I know there are only two of you here live. I don't know if anybody's watching on Facebook, but, and I know it was short notice, so no worries. We're here, we're doing it. And so I'm open now for any questions either of you have, and I'll check the Facebook group too. So just unmute if you have a question.
Nina, I think the questions will come tomorrow. So because it was, yeah, as you mentioned, it's a very short notice, and I just dived in and came late. So
no worries. No worries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We almost canceled, but people registered. There are more of you than two registered. Only two of you showed up. But because my email didn't go out, it stayed stuck. I think you probably saw that in the email. I did get out. It got stuck, and then it was late, and I had like no one. And so then I was going to cancel, and then there were two. And then this morning, there were like 10. And so I said, well, we'll just go ahead, because it's in the Facebook group anyway for everybody. And I committed to doing it, so here we are. So I apologize again for being late, but thank you for showing up, Suzanne. Cassie, did you have any questions before we end today?
No, I don't. I'm just ready to get started on the assignment you've given us. I think that's going to be helpful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for today. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Anyone have any comments about any of it? Anything stand out, big insights you had, or anything like that?
Once again, so when I'm looking back, you know, what people inspired me, you know, so it's quite often the level of energy, you know, so this high level of energy and presence, you know, so this a common quality, I think.
Yeah, and I know you're super interested in energy right now, but yeah. It's interesting to me because so I got up this morning to see how many people, you know, had registered, whether we were going to go ahead or not. And then I had a flurry of sending out more emails and posting things, you know, trying to generate a little more interest. And then I quickly went and worked out, like a very short workout, because I had planned to do that. And so anyway, and I'm working out and I'm on the rowing machine. And I said, I kind of put out there to my guys, okay, is there anything else that I need to know? Because I had done the guided writing this morning also. So all that was this, you know, write very, you know, I already had my outline of what I wanted to talk about, but not many notes, but I sat down and I said, give me something more to share. Then I went and worked out. And as I'm working out, I again said, you know, is there anything else that I need to talk about that I need to bring to light? And the only thing that the word that popped in my head was energy, that it's all energy. And really think about it, on the negative side of things, we have people like Hitler. He had an energy that, I mean, it wasn't just his words, it was his whole being, right? And the energy he put out. But you could say the same of a Wayne Dyer, right? Wayne Dyer didn't start a movement, he wasn't a political leader, but look how many people have read his books and know him and have applied what he taught. It's an energy. Think about Gandhi, the very opposite side from Hitler, right? Gandhi had an energy. I mean, he's a very small man. But he stood tall, right? People really felt his energy. So I think, Suzanne, yeah, energy is a huge part of this. And you know that when we talk about in certified high performance coaching, when we talk about energy mastery or physiology mastery. So that's in the core sessions of, for those who aren't in, it's the first 12 sessions, we do energy and then we do physiology mastery. And we talk about posture and how you speak and how you gesture, because these, they increase your energy and they change your energy. If you talk and you don't gesture at all and your voice is monotone, then it's a very different energy than somebody whose voice is going up and down, is very lyrical, and who is using their arms and, you know, is different. And so all of that comes into play. So thank you for bringing that up, Suzanne. Cassie, did you have anything you wanted to add or say, any insights you had today before we close out?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for being here. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have a few more people here, because from an energetic standpoint, it's always nice to have more people. But I know there were more people who will listen and watch the replays. And like I said, more people registered. But anyway, doesn't matter. I have delivered the message for today, and I will be here tomorrow, same time tomorrow. The next day, the third day, we are an hour earlier. Okay, in case you're having trouble with time zones, it's an hour earlier on Wednesday, but tomorrow is the same exact time. We'll go for the same amount of time, and we will talk about your vision of being an inspired leader. So with that said, thank you both for being here. Thank you everyone on Facebook, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Till then, go out as always and achieve more inspired results. Bye everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.